Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Lindy, last year the prevailing talking point was always falling behind in games. And here you are this year, you've scored first in 8 out of 12, and you only won 3 of them. I mean, part of it is not getting 2-0, I suppose. Part of it is mistakes. But just how do you look at the fact that you guys have not been chasing games and then you're still not able to...
I agree with the part about, you know, we've had opportunities to get the second one. Some of it has been, you know, with our power play, there's opportunities to get it, and we haven't been able to. You know, we've talked a lot about how we want to start games, and we've made some good headway with how we're playing right at the start. The second period is always, because of where your goalie's at and switching ends, is always a tougher period with transition. And I think we get more transition chances, but so does the opposition. And we haven't been able to finish at a high enough level to, you know, stress them out. Because if you get to 2-0, you know that there's going to be a lot more gamble in the game. And I think that's probably the biggest reason is that lack of ability. I go back to the LA game, the Florida, like a lot of great opportunities, but we haven't to this point been able to put a lot more stress on the other team.
I'm just asking, as part of the goaltender being part of six people that are out there, so not blaming them. But what I wanted to ask you, do you feel you're getting enough big saves out there?
I think everybody has to be. Like, when we talk about finishing, we need to finish better. We're going to need some bigger saves at key times. I think, you know, if you look at the power play goal, that's a goal that you want the save on that play when Larkin flung it at the net. And I think they understand that. You got to get big saves. You got to get timely saves. Sometimes the goaltender helps more than anybody win the game. And at the same time, it's all connected from the offense right back to our goaltending.
Slim, as far as Clifton's sitting, is it just numbers? Do you want something else for him?
No, I just think he needs to elevate his play. You know, the standard has to be higher. Gave up, you know, his play, I think, hasn't been up to where we think it should be.
When it comes to Cooley, Lindy, is it just the details that are really the gap between him becoming ready for a full-time role here?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of good stuff. Like a lot of young players, there is a lot of good stuff. His game is, I even think from the camp to now, has come around. I think ideally for a guy like Cooley, he really needs his shot as his weapon. He needs to be on like a first power play unit and be over on that right side. And his threat was shooting the puck is his biggest weapon. But I do think his 5-on-5 play has been has been very good. Like, he's determined, has been able to skate with it. He's been able to defend well. Everybody says he's a lot stronger this year than he was last year. So, yeah, just, you know, he's on the cusp of becoming the player that everybody thinks he can be.
When it comes to the Senators, different coach this year, a lot of different personnel. What's the challenge when it comes to that group?
I think they're like us. You know, a team that wants to prove you can be a lot better team. They got a lot of good young players. They've made some changes, different goaltenders, and they've been able to find different ways of winning games. Their power play has been good, maybe a little bit more opportunistic than what the numbers would actually show. But they got some good skill, and they got some grit mixed in with it.
You mentioned, raising the standard, whether it's an individual like Clifton or the team as a whole. How have you seen guys respond to that raised level of accountability that you're trying to
do? It's been good. You know, you watch the way we practice, how hard we practice, the details, for the most part, are always real good. Like, there's a level we want to practice at to help us get better, whether it's the drills we put in for defending or even some of the drills yesterday just offensively to try to make them feel a little bit better about putting the puck in the back of the net. That detail has been good. The interaction, even when we go through our video meetings, asking questions, and, you know, it has been really good. They're engaged. They're engaged in practice. They're as hard a working team in practice as I've had, and I've given them a lot of credit for that. And now it's just, you know, convert that in. I did say after training camp, you know, when the pressure's on, it's the can you finish when the pressure is on? You know, because we scored quite a few goals against, you know, maybe lineups that weren't near as strong. But can you, under pressure, can you convert that 2-on-1? Can you convert that 3-on-2? Can you win that extra battle around the net front? Or can you make that play when you're under the gun? Like the 2-1 game, we had two or three really good looks to tie that game, and we didn't. So that is really what I'm trying to refer to is, you've got your opportunity. Can you take advantage of that moment and make the other team pay?
When you're in those video sessions, do you like give and take to the players?
I do because there's sometimes when a player is seeing something that you don't see, or maybe he heard something. So there's a lot that goes on in the ice with, you know, I think we're a fairly quiet crew when it comes to being on the ice. I'd like to see us talk more. Like, if you're available for an out and the D's under duress, can you let them know? Those types of things. You know, so sometimes they say, well, I didn't hear anything. So sometimes you don't move the puck or sometimes you eat it. So, they ask a lot of questions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.